President of National Conference Omar Abdullah says the government of India is ready to talk to separatists if they have a proper agenda.
I don't want to prejudge the conclusion of this dialogue. As far as we are concerned, we are going into a dialogue with the demand of a pre-53 status. Government of India, if it is willing to discuss with separatists who are asking for Azadi, then there must be something in their hat that they're willing to offer them. Well, Pakistan is the root cause of the crisis in J&K. Whatever else may be the problems within the state, unless you had Pakistan to take advantage of those problems, there would be no terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir today. The problems in Jammu and Kashmir are not unique to J&K. Even if you say rigged elections are the cause, economic stagnation is the cause, whatever else may be the cause, these are not problems that only exist in Jammu and Kashmir. In fact, they exist to a much worse extent in other states. But the thing is that we have a neighbor who has taken advantage of this and had now this terrorism for the last 12 years. Whether dialogue is necessary with Pakistan or not, yes it is, obviously. There is no law against holding one post. I'm not holding on to two positions. I have been doing whatever little Ministry of External Affairs work I can from here, including files, and keeping my office moving. I have not travelled as far as the ministry is concerned. But other work has continued, and there is another Minister of State there doing whatever necessary work. There is a law against holding two offices, and I will certainly not hold two.
PDP come together to try and form a government.